This is David Mayo, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio on 89.9 KTSW.
Welcome back to Bobcat Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Harris here with Matthew Hamill Mason. We are joining us in studio as well. Fellas, thanks for joining us today. I know it's a Monday. It's hard to get out of bed sometimes. You still got that weekend lackadaisical hangover, I guess, coming on in. Shake it off a little bit. Get back going to class. It's the final couple of weeks here of class, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the home stretch. There's no doubt about it. A couple of finals going on this week for myself anyway. Any tests?
Yeah, people keep telling me they have finals this week, and I'm like, you suck.
I'm jealous, yeah, that y'all getting your stuff done earlier. You know, I'm sitting here saying, like, I got another 2 weeks of anticipation and hard work going on, so I'm tired. Yeah, you know, it's a little, yeah.
Well, I have two tests. That means I don't have two other finals. So
I mean, you have two now, but you don't have two later.
It's true. I'll take it.
You have to study today, though.
That's true. I do have to study right after this show because it's killing me. So, all right. Enough about us. Let's talk about a little Texas State softball action, ladies and gentlemen. Texas State now 29-19 on the season, 10-6 in the Sun Belt Conference after a break out the brooms, ladies and gentlemen, sweep of Appalachian State over the weekend here in San Marcos. Game one. 4-1 win for the Bobcats. Randy Webb went all 70 innings, just gave up one hit, one earned run, had 12 strikeouts in there, so close to another perfect game, but gave up the solo shot, her only hit of the game, I believe it's the top of the sixth inning it was. Kendall Wiley also had a home run for the Bobcats, and Kimberly Nivar had two hits in this game as well, raising her batting average up a little bit. One of those a double as well, so a good solid win there for the Bobcats in game one. Game two, 6-4 win for the Bobcats. Randy Rupp gets the win once again. Pitched 4 2/3 innings, gave up two hits, three strikeouts, one walk. Kaylee Garner came in, pitched 2 1/3 innings, gave up four earned runs on six hits, got rocked a little bit once again, did have a strikeout and two walks in that one. But the bats were rolling in game two. Baker with two hits, Harris with two RBIs, and Courtney Coral with three walks. It's like nobody wants to pitch to Courtney Coral anymore because they've seen what she can do to destroy the ball. Then game three, the Bobcats were just all over them in this one. 9-1 Bobcats victory. Again, Randy Rupp gets the win. Six innings pitched, two hits, one earned run, eight strikeouts, two walks on the day. Three home runs for the Bobcats in that game. Ortiz, Harris, and Wiley all going yard on that one. I did want to mention once again, Taylor Webb playing right field, raised her average to 281, and Kimberly Nivar raised her average to 282, two hits apiece for each of them on that one. So overall, just a very good showing for the Bobcats this weekend.
It is, and we do have to put out the disclaimer that, yes, Appalachian State are not a very good softball team.
Well, you could say that.
We could cite their Sun Belt record, but let's spare them. However, it is good to see the Bobcats just get the job done. Three good games. Randy Rupp, once again, she had a great weekend. But to see the bats, some of the maturity from the young batters, and, you know, especially Courtney Coral drawing all the walks. She's been doing that for weeks now.
Yeah.
And you're right. People are scared to pitch to her. But if she can get on base and people can do something about it, hit some doubles, you know, it really... That second third of your lineup becomes a little bit scarier.
I personally think, like, it's one of those things, like, yes, Appalachian State, they're not the best, you know, team in the Sun Belt, obviously, far from it. But the thing is, like, you expect us to sweep them, and we did. It's like, you know, they're expected to play well, and they did. And they averaged, what, like, six runs a game in this series, and that's pretty good. Our offense has definitely, you know, like, found some consistency against their team, and, you know, to only allow them over one run in one of the three games is, you know, that's impressive for us. And so, you know, definitely Randy Rupp, you know, a lot of props going out to her. I'm excited for the following 3 years that she has here, you know, being our pitcher, and, you know, definitely a special thing for us to be able to sweep them the way that we did. It was pretty special.
Yeah, Randy Rupp, 21 wins on the season now. She's one away from getting up into that top 10 of season records into, you know, Texas State lore.
Ooh.
If you will. 22 is kind of the low point. Number 10, numbers like 10 through 7 on the all-time wins list per season are 22. So,
I mean, what about as a freshman?
Very true.
Like,
and you got to think, you know, there's a few more games left in the season. She's going to have a chance for a couple more wins. I think she can shoot up that list as well. She's also climbing up the strikeouts, total strikeouts in this season.
This is something we checked out earlier in the season, and she had about 170 the last time I checked. Just some obscene strikeout numbers.
It is 267 on the year right now, Strandy. Wow. Randy Rupp. She's already fourth on the all-time list of Bobcat strikeouts in a season with 267. Third place is 270, so that's Kate. Like that's happening.
Okay.
There's no doubt about that. Now second place is 321, which is Ugh, I mean, we got some games left, but she'd have to start averaging, you know, well, over 10 strikeouts at the game here.
You know, next season the goal would be to get more than 20 or so wins, possibly more than 300 or so strikeouts as well.
And just for a point of reference, first place, the most strikeouts in a season, 353. That's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen.
That is. That's like 14 a night at least. I mean, God.
Also, we like to talk about the home run watch, of course. Most home runs in a season for this Bobcat team was done a couple of years ago. 59 is the record number of home runs for the softball team in a season. 55 we're sitting at right now. We're ever so close for the Bobcats to be breaking the softball home run record. I think it's going to happen. They had four over the weekend of this year again. Got a three more games left, is it?
Four more games. And a conference tournament.
Ooh. Ooh.
I don't know if you do you include that?
I'm not sure. I'd have to check with the athletic department. But four games, four home runs, five to break it.
All right, guys, that's just one home run a game. If we can just focus.
That sounds pretty doable.
That sounds really doable.
I think it can happen. You know, maybe Kendall Wiley just goes nuts once again, has another three home run game, and almost does it all by herself. But
maybe someone forgets and accidentally pitches to Courtney Coral, and she just like, oh, hey, thanks.
Bye. Clink. And especially and if Sarah Rupp can find that power that we've seen over the past couple of games, for her to start hitting a few more, she's got five on the season now, so, I mean, nothing to scoff at or anything like that. But
nothing to shake a stick at.
I like it. Let's take a look at the Sun Belt standings right now. Of course, Louisiana Lafayette taking it pretty much all the way. They're 17-3 on the year. South Alabama at 14-3. Troy 13-7, and then Texas State sitting at fourth place at 10-6. So Troy is still catchable. You know, of course, they would have to go on a skid and lose a couple of games. Texas State would have to sweep UTA, which would be their last conference series of the year. UT Arlington sitting at 8-12. They are seventh in the Sun Belt Conference right now, so they look like a beatable team as well. Possible another sweep there. What do you think? Before we talk about this A&M game, looking ahead to UTA, is this another sweep for the Bobcats? Maybe
potentially, and it is a good opponent to play going into a conference tournament, which they would have after UT Arlington. It's always nice to play someone that you can win against, build up momentum going into a tournament. However, that A&M game, that's exciting. Is that?
Let's jump about that, and then we'll go into the recap of the interview. Midweek matchup against Texas A&M coming up with the week. They are ranked number 25 in the nation right now. They are 34-16 on the year. They're 9-11 in the SEC. As a team, they're hitting .283. They've got 51 home runs on the year, 218 strikeouts, 257 walks. This is a team that knows how to swing a bat. They don't go down very often, and they like to leave the yard and in a hurry. Now, their pitching staff, pretty good as well. They have a team ERA of 3.43 with 224 strikeouts, only 122 walks, and opposing batters are only hitting .254 off of them right now. Tough test coming up for the Bobcats.
So that's it's definitely encouraging to see that they have a below .500 record in the SEC. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, you know, oh, we're going to win. Certainly, you know, that's going to be interesting to see, obviously, but I think it makes for an interesting game, certainly. And is it going to be in College Station, or is that here?
College Station.
Okay, so if it's going to be in college, that makes it a little bit harder for us, definitely. But, you know, it's definitely encouraging to well, maybe not so encouraging, because, you know, their batters aren't hitting so well against them, and pretty solid pitching staff and everything. So, I don't know. It should be interesting. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and to quote the great coach Ricky Woodard, you've always got a chance to win with Randy Rupp on the mound. There's just no way around that.
That was going to be my question. Is she pitching?
Absolutely, yeah.
That'll be exciting.
Not sure if she'll pitch the entire game. They want to work Kaylee Garner in there as well, but I wouldn't doubt that she will be in there pitching as well. A couple of players to look at for the Aggies. Infielder Tori Vidal is hitting .340 on the year. She's got 43 runs, 16 home runs by herself, 47 RBIs and 40 walks. She is the heart and soul of that lineup, usually hitting third or fourth for that team. Outfielder Brittany Clopton comes in hitting .327, 24 runs, 16 RBIs, 10 stolen bases. And then the pitcher, their ace, kind of like our Randy Rupp, if you will. Rachel Fox has 185 innings pitched on the year. She's 19-12 with a .318 ERA. 150 strikeouts, only 64 walks, and again, this is going to be a very, very tough test for the Bobcats here. Personally, I think we can come away with a victory in that one. You're going to have to play very, very hard. You cannot afford to make any mistakes, and it can't be one of these games where Randy pitches very, very well, and, you know, the bats are so-so, or the bats are really good, and then kind of maybe Randy gets rocked a little bit. You got to be clicking on all cylinders when you're facing a team like A&M.
Yes, and those scenarios you played out, they all seem very, very realistic. This could either be a very high-scoring game with the offenses taking over, or it could be a very low-scoring game with whoever's bats are seeing the pitches better. They're going to come out on top. But we'll be curious. Is it going to be on KTSW?
I believe so. We'll have to.
We will have to
check the schedule there. I'll have that answer for you after the break here in just a little bit. Haven't checked my weekly rundown yet. I need to do that. Warren Shore is listening, he is not happy right now. did want to also mention that in case you missed it for. On Friday's show, we had the Rupp sisters actually in the studio. It was fantastic. Sarah Rupp and Randy Rupp joined us. Of course, Sarah Rupp winning with the walk-off win over Texas A&M Corpus Christi last week, which was just fantastic. I got to call that. I was so happy. Oh, it was so good. But just some highlights of that one, that they were always coming together. You know, whether it was going to be Texas A&M, I think they got an offer from UTA. They got an offer from U of H as well. But they said from the very beginning that they were coming in to Texas State no matter what, or they were coming in together, whatever school was going to be, no matter what. And Randy had kind of deferred to Sarah to basically make the decision on where she wanted to go, whether she did all the research, talking with the coaches. But no matter what, they were sticking together. And, you know, they ended up choosing Texas State, because they love the area and they love San Marcos, but B, Coach Witter just sold them on this program. And we've seen what they've been able to do coming in and just be having fantastic freshman years for the Bobcats here. We talked to him a little bit. I asked him who the most feared hitter was on Texas State squad. Who do you think it was, if you had to take a guess?
Oh, man. I mean, my first guess would probably be Courtney Coral. But
that's
sure.
Exactly right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
There was a split second out of Randy Ruff's mouth. She goes, it's Canada. She's just so scary. And I don't blame him. I mean, I would hate to be a pitcher and see Courtney Coral walk into the box, because you know if she gets a hold of one, it's gone. It's not like she's going to rip a single up the middle or anything like that. She's going to get a hold of that ball, and it's just going to get on out of here, which we've seen, you know, a couple of times from Courtney Coral, especially the one in Austin. Again, I always go back to that one just because I got to call it. And it was just a thing of beauty, absolute thing of beauty. Had some fun with them as well, asking, you know, who had the most clothes in their closet and shoes, you know, who'd like to do the most shopping. Coach Creshman is who they said. Apparently she wears a different pair of shoes, new pair of shoes, every single time that she comes to practice or a game. Now, maybe it's a little hyperbole or exaggerated, but maybe. I've seen her out there, and she does dress very, very well.
Maybe they're just really clean shoes, you know, I got my Monday shoes, my Tuesday shoes. Wish I had that many shoes. That'd be nice.
I've got my one pair of shoes and then my cowboy boots, and that's about all I've got. That's
about all a man needs, really.
Mason, how many shoes do you have?
More than I would be willing to. but I do. I will say, Jason, you do rock those. I've seen you rock the cowboy boots. I've seen you rock these shoes right here. I think you're solid. I really do.
All right, that game against Texas A&M will be right here on KTSW. Brent Freeman, Bill Colhane is going to be the play-by-play on that one. No color due to travel, and then of course Dean Garcia back here in the studio for us holding it down. Dean does a very good job. So tune right in on KTSW. Tuesday, April 28th, 6:35 p.m. there. We're going to have a little bit of pregame for you as well as Texas State travels to play Texas A&M. Getting a little negativity on the old phone lines over here. Got somebody texting in saying no home runs against A&M. Does not expect any home runs against A&M. I would disagree with that. I think Texas State gets one home run at least in this game. Not sure if they're going to win. Not sure if they're going to lose, but I'm feeling one home run.
That's so discouraging. Why would they say that?
I don't know. I don't know who this person is or why they texted me. I don't have their number in my phone, but I do know who it is. I'll tell you.
Call them on the break. Find out.
I will. I will find out for them. But again, home run watch. 55 home runs for the Bobcats right now. Only need 59 to tie the record. 60 to break it. I'm feeling it, man. I think it's going to happen.
I think so. At least one. Hopefully there'll be a runner on base when it happens, because we'll need it against Texas A&M. And if not, we'll definitely get at least four against UT Arlington.
Yeah, I don't hear that. And maybe it's going to be a tough matchup. I don't expect a blowout against A&M, though, like we've seen a couple of times here and there. I expect a good game, and I think it's going to be a good game. Go Bobcats. Good luck to Coach Woodard and the rest of her team as well. All right, guys, we got a few minutes for the break. Let's go ahead and dive into a little bit of baseball. Baseball action here. There was a three-game series versus Troy, a Sun Belt Conference series. Texas State baseball taking him on. Unfortunately, it was another sweep. It was not the good kind of broom. It was the bad kind of broom, as Texas State fell in all of the games. Game one, a 3-1 loss to the Troy Trojans. Bobcats only managed one run on seven hits. Not going to win very many games like that. Lucas Humple did pitch seven innings. He gave up seven hits, two earned runs, six strikeouts, five walks, taking the loss on that one. Granger Studdard looked good, though. He had three hits in the game, 3-for-4 on the day. Kind of the only bright spot for the Bobcats in that one there. For Troy, their pitcher was phenomenal. His name was Grant Bennett, one of the best pitchers in the Sun Belt Conference. Nine innings, seven hits, one earned run, seven strikeouts, no walks for that one. Troy also had four stolen bases on the day, and honestly, it could have been a lot worse. Troy left 10 runners on base, and they still won 3-0. So, I mean, realistically, this could have been a 6-1 loss, a 7-1 loss, or anything like that. Good on the Bobcats for limiting them on the base pass. But a tough loss, especially with your ace starting in there, Lucas Humple, gives you a fairly decent inning, 7 innings of 2-run ball. Going to have to score a little bit more than one run to get some wins against a team like Troy in the Sun Belt Conference.
Definitely, but I do feel like earlier in the season, those runners left on base wouldn't have been left on base. You know, errors, balls going through, that kind of thing. That would have led to more runs earlier in the season. I really think it's good to see that we did manage to sort of level the bleeding, if you will, and we turned this into a defense struggle. It was basically who's the better pitcher, and unfortunately, you know, we just didn't win that matchup.
I agree. Let's see, game two here, a 10-4 loss for the Bobcats. Scott Grist went 5 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 8 earned runs on Grist, not very good on that one. 4 strikeouts, 4 walks, took the loss in that one. Justin Dellinger came in out of the bullpen. I thought this was a very bright spot for the Bobcats. 2 1/3 innings pitched, just 1 hit, no earned runs, 1 strikeout, 1 walk. Granger Studdard had a double in that one. The Bobcats did tag the Troy bullpen for 4 runs. After they got that starting pitcher out of there, were able to take advantage of that Troy bullpen. But in this one, the Bobcats leave 11 on base. It was kind of a turnaround for that one. The Bobcats not able to score a bunch of runs again. Could have had a little bit more. Not sure if we would have got to 10, but can't be leaving 11 runners on base and expecting to win again against a team like Troy.
But to offer a bit of positivity into this whole thing, it is the first time that we have ever been swept this season. So that's nice. You know, it's a nice thing to know that with all the talent that we've been playing against in all the series, we have not been swept so far, and this is the first time. So I guess that's just a little bit of an upside to this whole thing. It's like we haven't been just been dominated the way that we were, and you know, this is the first time. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I can agree with that one. All right, guys, we are up against a break right now. Yeah, let's wait on game three until after the break, and we'll go into that one as well. And then we'll talk a little bit about the Sun Belt standings for the Bobcats. And then, again, I'll get into some questions for you. Again, we'll talk a little bit about positions on the Bobcats, what you like, what you don't like, what you're most worried about, and then maybe your breakout player of the year so far. Matt, I see you working frantically over there. You're not wanting to just run outside and check the weather for me? You actually got to get
no,
on.
No, we're going to use signs.
That's fine if you must. I know it rained last night. Good Lord, it was... It was horrible last night, just pouring down there, but is it going to get any better so far?
Well, it is currently 74 degrees in San Marcos. It's not raining, I don't think. It wasn't at 11 o'clock, and unfortunately we don't have a window in here.
That's true. Yeah, it'd be nice to have a window in here, you think?
Right?
Just like an outdoor kind of spacious...
give us a view or something. Okay.
All right, guys. I tell you what, we'll get you the weather. We're having a little slow internet problems here, but we'll get you the weather when we come back. Again, talk about Game 3 of Bobcat Baseball. Unfortunately, another loss to Troy, and then the Sun Belt standings for the rest of the year. You're listening to Bobcat Radio right here on KTSW San Marcos.